Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, August 22nd, 2018. I'm Tom Merritt. Xiaomi announced the Poco F1 phone running Android 8.1 Oreo with a Snapdragon 845 chip, 4,000 milliamp hour battery, Qualcomm Adreno 630 GPU, 6.18-inch 1080p display, fingerprint sensor, and face unlock, along with 20-megapixel selfie cam and dual rear cameras, coming to India for $300. It also uses three-generation-old Gorilla Glass 3, a plastic back, inexpensive speakers, and has no oleophobic coating. Xiaomi product manager Jay Mani told The Verge the company read Reddit forums and determined people wanted bigger batteries and decent processors. Xiaomi also reported revenue rose 68.3% in Q2 on strong smartphone sales, combined with a rise in its connected devices section. Xiaomi reported net profit of 14.63 billion yuan compared to a net loss of 11.97 billion yuan a year ago. Revenue from outside China doubled year over year. Google Assistant now responds to the command, "Tell me something good." Responses will include stories curated by the Solutions Journalism Network from a database of 4,000 stories focused on solutions to society's problems. Examples include reviving the honeybee population and preventing teen alcohol abuse. 22 U.S. states have filed suit to reinstate its open internet guidelines, and an addendum to the suit details throttling of the Santa Clara County Fire Department's unlimited data account while fighting the Mendocino Complex fire. Santa Clara County Fire Chief Anthony Bowden said Verizon slowed the unlimited account despite being informed it was impeding crisis response and essential emergency services. Verizon required the department to switch to a more expensive plan before restoring normal service. Personnel used other agencies or personal connections until the billing department worked out the switch. Verizon told Ars Technica this was a customer support mistake on its part, and its policy is to lift throttling in emergency situations. Facebook's head of cybersecurity policy, Nathaniel Gleicher, posted that Facebook and Instagram have removed hundreds of accounts and pages for coordinated, inauthentic behavior, thanks to help from security company FireEye. All the accounts were attempting to sway political opinion in the United States, Syria, and Ukraine. The accounts appeared to originate from Iran and Russia. Twitter also announced it had banned 284 accounts for coordinated manipulation, also originating in Iran. HTC announced its adapter to make the Vive VR headset wireless will be available for pre-order September 5th for $300, shipping on September 24th. If you have a Vive Pro, you'll also need a $60 compatibility pack, which includes a connection cable, foam padding, and an attachment device. A sensor plugs into your PC's PCIe card slot, which then broadcasts to the adapter, which HTC says should get about 2.5 hours on a charge. VR gamers looking to cut the cord with their PC will be able to pre-order it from September 5th. Qualcomm has followed Huawei in announcing its next system on a chip will be built on the 7-nanometer process node. Qualcomm says it could be paired with a Snapdragon X50 5G modem and says it's sampling the platform to multiple manufacturers with 5G mobile hotspots set to ship with it by the end of 2018 and 5G smartphones in the first half of 2019. Google is redesigning the Google Fit app for Android and the Fit section of the Wear OS app for iOS. Google says it used recommendations from the American Heart Association and the World Health Organization to create two new rings that users will be encouraged to close. Move Minutes tracks all kinds of movement beyond just steps, and Heart Points tracks activities that raise the heart rate from brisk walking to gym workouts. Bloomberg's Mark Gurman and Debbie Wu have sources who say Apple will release a new low-cost laptop and a pro upgrade to the Mac Mini later this year. The laptop would supposedly have a 13-inch Retina display and be an entry-level option, as well as an option for schools. The Mac Mini would supposedly have new storage and processor options and also a higher price. The China Internet Network Information Center estimates 29.68 million people came online in the country for the first time in the second half of 2018, bringing the total number of people in China with internet access to 802 million. That's 57.7% of the country. Finally, Walmart announced its ebook and audiobook service is live for Kobo e-readers and co-branded Kobo and Walmart apps for Android and iOS. There are 6 million titles in the library. 40 of those will be sold in Walmart physical locations as cards you can pick up on the shelf. Walmart's audiobook service costs $10 a month. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.